The Palestinian militant groups Hamas and Islamic Jihad today announced they are suspending suicide bombings and mortar attacks inside Israel. This is the first such announcement from the two groups in 15 months of fighting. It comes 5 days after Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat called for a halt to violence against Israelis. Israel has already dismissed the announcements as a tactical move, though. And today saw more violence in the region, clashes between Islamist militants and Palestinian police. NPR's Peter Kenyon has a report.
Five Palestinians were killed today and scores wounded as militants did battle with Palestinian police, who have been ordered to crack down on those planning attacks against Israelis. Militants opened fire on a Palestinian police station in the Gaza Strip during a funeral procession for a 17-year-old boy killed in an earlier clash. Police returned fire, and the gunfight went on for more than an hour. After a late-night meeting of Hamas officials and Palestinian Authority representatives, Hamas today released a statement saying it is suspending its suicide bombing and mortar attacks within Israel. The statement from the largest militant faction said the decision was taken to promote the interests of the Palestinian people. The Palestinian Authority called it a sign of respect for Yasser Arafat's effort to curb the violence. Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat said the next move was up to Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon.
To sustain the ceasefire, we hope that Sharon will not today or tomorrow assassinate some of the Palestinian leaders of Hamas or anybody else. We would hope that he will not have tanks incursions. We hope he will stop his business as usual, and we hope that the Americans now will immediately introduce the timeline and the mechanisms to implement Mitchell.
Erekat called on the U.S. to immediately pressure Israel to get peace talks back on track. But that didn't appear to grow any closer. Israeli Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Yaffa Ben-Ari said Arafat's commitment was not to gain voluntary concessions from groups such as Hamas, but to dismantle them.
So as much as we see some positive attempts by the Palestinian Authority to do such preventive actions against terrorists, we still need to see much more of those positive signs in order to really seriously achieve a serious ceasefire.
Israel pointed to the limits on the Hamas announcement. The group promised to halt attacks within Israel, but not in the Jewish settlements in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Hamas also reserved the right to, in its words, respond to future Israeli crimes. Hamas spokesman Mahmoud Al-Zahar said the suspension announcement was intended to prove to Palestinians that Israel has no intention of ending its occupation and aggression against them, even if the violence stops. Zahar added that Hamas would not sit back and allow Israel to target its leaders with impunity.
It was a temporary declaration. It is, if the Israeli continued, if they are going to violate our rights, I think everybody will call for continuation of our activities everywhere.
Among those clarifying the Hamas statement for reporters today was Abdelaziz Rantisi, a Hamas official that Palestinian police had tried and failed to arrest. After clashing with armed Hamas backers outside the house Rantisi was hiding in, the police did not take him into custody. The White House appeared to notice the limited nature of the Hamas suspension today, calling on the group to halt acts of terrorism everywhere. Washington says Mideast envoy Anthony Zinni is ready to come back to the region if there's enough progress toward a ceasefire to warrant his return. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.